Yeah, what is going on, Knicks Anonymous family? Welcome back to another glorious episode of
Knicks Anonymous, my good friends. Episode number 98.
Episode 98, baby. You already know. You're probably wondering why, LJ, are you such in a good mood? I won't tell you yet. Stay enraged. Shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family. We love you guys, as always. I mean, how could we not love you guys? Very special announcement. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to bring that up yet. I'm going to bring it up when we get there. But let's just say Knicks Anonymous may or may not have a sponsor. That's all I'm going to say. But we're going to get there. We got some shit working in the making right now. What's solidified?
That actually slipped my mind.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely solidified. It's just we need to get the product first, and then we can advertise it as such. But just know, sponsorship is coming, promo code, all that good stuff is coming. So most likely next episode you will get to see what exactly that is. But as always, shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family. We are the people's voice, Stevie,
and we are nothing without you, the beautiful and ugly people.
We love everybody universally. That's what we're here for. We're a very unbiased podcast. Excuse me, I just burped. I got my Knicks playoff shirt on. You already know. Shout out to the new Knicks merch, the playoff merch. Stevie, before we get into this episode, because you know me, I like to jump the gun. So please tell the newcomers where they can find us on all social media platforms.
Absolutely. You find us on Instagram at Knicks Anonymous. You could find us on TikTok at Knicks Anonymous. We don't really use that like that, but still you can find us there. Find us on Twitter at Knicks Anonymous with a Z, spelled K-N-I-C-K-Z Anonymous. Where else? KnicksAnonymous.com. You can check out our website. And you can find us on platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and Breaker.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Stevie. And do not forget, Knicks Anonymous has pins, and you can find those pins on the Knicks Anonymous website. And if you didn't catch what Stevie said, you can either rewatch it, or even better, thanks to the new template of Knicks Anonymous, you now have the beautiful social medias down below that are just scrolling by, and my camera's not focused. There we go. And
mine's kind of off a little bit too.
You look good, Stevie, as always. And if that's not good enough for you down below, you go
all right there down, we go. I'm centered.
There you go down further. And down there is the links in the description for everything Stevie just said and everything you see on the screen now. Enough mumble jumbo. Let's get into the good stuff. First things first. Yes, we are a little late. We wanted to record Friday to post Saturday to get ready for today's game, because today's game was game one against Miami Heat, which means your New York Knicks have made it to the second round, baby. Let's go, Stevie. Stevie, what was your first initial reactions?
I'm not shocked we won. I'm actually shocked at how we won, because I thought, I thought Cleveland was going to come out and come at us. And if they did come at us, we made it irrelevant because we outplayed them through and through, offensively, defensively, moving the ball, all that stuff. We pretty much killed them that last game. We took them out their misery.
No, like to absolutely.
You know what I mean? Just to be dramatic about it.
Mm-hmm. One slice, one clean slice with the katana through the head. It's like they didn't even know they died. Listen, the most important thing about that game specifically was the bench. IQ finally decided to wake up and have an outstanding game with 19 points. 5 of 15, 3 of 10 from 3. And that's not good at all, but the point is what matters, because he's been actually in a slump for a very long time, so... and not only him, the most important aspect of this whole series has definitely been RJ Barrett. I'm gonna get a lot of hate for not saying his name first, but here you go, okay? RJ Barrett, yes, he is the reason why we won, okay? RJ Barrett has been, yeah, clap it up for RJ Barrett. I mean, he's been playing outstanding ball, and he hasn't stopped. It's moving forward. The thing I like about RJ specifically now is that I feel like he's more comfortable in what he's able to do. I feel like maybe he was just maybe second guessing himself a little bit, because now he's going to the basket and showing a bag. And if you don't know what bag means, I mean, he's showing going to the lane, in and out spin move to the lane, in and out Euro step. And if the Euro step don't work, he'll kick it out, get the ball back in the post, get it, elbow, jump shot. I mean, when have you seen RJ shoot a jump shot? That wasn't a three.
That's true. That's true. I want more of that too, because he's a pretty good mid-range shooter. We need more of that from RJ Barrett. He's playing real confident ball, man. And as we said before, every game his point total has increased, including against the Miami Heat. But we'll get into that later.
Yes, we'll get into that later, because right now we're feeling happy, because unfortunately, not so happy things happened today, but we'll get there. Another W about this is that we won in Cleveland. A lot of Knicks fans wanted them to lose so they could come home and, you know, have a magical moment. You know,
oh, stop it. Really?
Win in New York. Yeah, it was a real thing. It wasn't an actual trend. No. It wasn't a trending thing, but it was definitely a thing. And I made a video about it. I had to debunk it. I mean, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I must have been a small minority of Knicks fans. Cause
yeah, maybe.
I didn't hear that.
Maybe. But it was definitely out there. I mean, it was definitely on. And guess where it was at predominantly?
Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. You already knew it. Come on. You already know what's going on over there. It's a cesspool of negativity and weirdness. I don't know what it is.
That's why I'm really there. I mean, I make my appearance, say my opinion. But yeah, other than that, you know.
No disrespect to anybody on Twitter either. We're just speaking facts here. We can only react to what we see and read. And what we see and read is crazy.
Instagram seems a little more positive.
Very positive. Shout out to the Knicks, the Knicks Zone group
even,
chat.
You know what's crazy? Even when they're negative on Instagram, they're a little more positive than they are on Twitter.
No, because on that Instagram makes any sense. Yeah, on Instagram, what happens is when they're negative, they add a positive to fix the negative. You know what I mean? Like, if they have a problem with something, they'll bring a solution with the problem. On Twitter, it's just problems and more problems and more problems. And no solution. Negative. Yeah, no solution, just problems.
Not even a double negative. They come with triple negatives.
Three-peat. You know how Twitter is, man. I can't. Yo, I'm not even going to lie to y'all, Knicks Anonymous family. There was a point where I really just had to just stop going on Twitter, because I was just genuinely starting to lose my own self-thought and really becoming like a bot. Like, I really had to walk away for a second and just whoa there. Like,
you had to take a mental break.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, I didn't know what to think at one point, bro. It was just, yo, woo. Because Twitter is a harsh place, dude. They're gonna make you second guess. Like, you gotta make sure you know what you're talking about and you have facts to back it up, because they will make you feel stupid. They will make you feel like you have no idea what you're talking about. And funny enough, they're the ones not knowing what they're talking about, but they're so convinced that they're right.
They'll convince you that you're wrong.
Yeah, that they'll convince you that you're wrong. It's crazy. It's mind-blowing. So, yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah, so if you're not
that's
strong.
That's how it is in today's world. If you're not prepared for the mind fuck, it'll come for you.
You're going to get fucked, yeah. To put two quarters in there. Yo, bro, dead ass. So listen. I'm not going to lie, when it comes down to the Cleveland Knicks series, I didn't think it was going to be this dominant on our end. I thought at least it was going to be like 4-3 maybe, 4-2.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go to 6. I was not expecting it to go down to 5.
What do you think was the biggest X factor in this dominant win over in this series?
Perimeter defense on Donovan Mitchell. He only shot 28% from three. Because when you look at his stats overall in the series, he shot 43% overall. Not for a star of his level, that's a drop off. But 43% still not bad for an overall percentage. You want it to be better for a guy on his level, but that's still not bad. For you to shoot 28% though. Like, not even 35%. Like, if he would have shot 35%, we probably would have went to 6-7 games. But the fact that we held them to below 30%, that says a lot. Whether it was our defense or whether his shot wasn't falling, I would say it's a little bit of both. Because he took some bad shots because of our defense, and there was just some shots that didn't fall for him. So it just wasn't his time.
The thing I really don't like about Donovan Mitchell's game, and it's somewhere like Jalen Brunson kind of walks the tightrope on this. He plays hero ball, and I feel like that's where he lost the game for them. There were, like you said, there were a lot of times where Garland was hot, and he took it upon himself to just try to be the hero, you know, try to be the superstar and shoot the clutch three, or just, you know, get them back in it as if, like, maybe he felt like he wasn't contributing enough. You know what I mean? And there were times where he would shoot poor threes and cut their momentum in half. You know, I actually met a Cleveland fan today at one of my
get out of town. Those aren't real.
Yeah, they're real. They're real people. I didn't know, but they're real. In New York, yes. Yes. Like
from New York?
Yes, born and raised. In Bronx, actually.
I'm curious to know how that happened.
Yeah, yeah. So,
is he a young cat?
No, older. Like, around your age, I think.
You know what? I'll ask questions later.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
This is about the dicks.
Yeah, so what he brought up was that he doesn't like I said, he doesn't like the hero ball of Donovan Mitchell. He thinks that his Donovan Mitchell's pride is what gets in the way of his game. I could agree to disagree on that, because I don't think he really has a pride issue, but I do understand the superstar treatment. Like, he probably
I would say there's some fact to that. I wouldn't say I fully agree. There's some fact to that, and it showed in this series. He forced it a few times.
Yes,
he had no choice. Our defense was good.
Yes, 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 yes.
And one other thing, if you notice, I said a big difference in this series would be whether we let Garland create or not. And the one game we lost, what happened?
That's
the
Garland game created.
Create. The rest of the series, he didn't really create like that. So that was a big difference as well.
Yeah, yeah.
The one game he did create, they actually blew us out.
Bad. Real bad. Like, he had a wicked stat line, dude. Wicked, wicked. Like, it wasn't looking good type stat line. Like, I thought that game, I generally thought it was going to seven after that game. I was like, okay, they're awake. They now know what's at stake.
Yeah, that's what shocked me, too. Like, after that, I was like, after that, we did the three straight. I didn't think that would be the direction the series would go. But,
you know who we can shout that out to? Mr. Tom Thibodeau. That's who we can shout it out to. That's coaching right there, man.
Coaching, definitely, definitely.
That's coaching right there, man. You got to have a game plan, and it's up to the guys to execute. So shout out. So this series right here is a perfect example of what happens when coach and player are in sync with each other. Coach has a plan, players execute. Period. That's it. No questions asked. Just get it done. And the New York Knicks got it done and found their way into the second round. We didn't know who we were going to play in the second round. It was between the Bucks.
I thought it was gonna be the Bucks.
Was between the Bucks and the Miami Heat. Somewhere down the line, the Heat had the Bucks 3-1. Game five, the Bucks were up 20, and I was like, you know what? This is when the Bucks make the run. It's over. Bucks in seven. Jimmy Buckets will not be denied. He brought them back. He put the entire Miami area in his book bag and brought them to the second round. And Stevie, it didn't stop there. So, following the Cleveland series, Julius Randle made a debut in Game 5. Was doing very well, actually. He looked well-rested. He looked like he had a nice, you know, fire under him. Unfortunately, he hurt the same exact ankle he came back from, which then made him miss today's game, which was game one against the Miami Heat in the Garden, which we lost. Stevie, what was the final score to that?
I want to get that right now. I had somebody calling me. I'll give him a call back. My mistake. Final score.
Tell him it's Knicks Anonymous time, baby.
I thought I let everybody know, bro. Told him every Sunday around this time, it's Knicks Anonymous time.
Yes, sir.
But either way, final score, Miami 108, Knicks 101.
So what was your What are your thoughts on what was your Cliff Notes summary on the whole game? Because unfortunately, I was working, so I was like in and out, so I have my own interpretations. So I'm gonna kind of piggy bank with you, Stevie, because I think me and you probably got the same mindset on here. But what was your general summary on the performance of the guys?
We got off to a pretty decent start, actually. We led at the half by 5. Things were actually looking the way they did against the Cavs. Not as dominant, because the Heat were hanging in there. It looked like there were times in the first half it looked like we were going to run away with things, but Miami hung in there.
I think we had a 12-point lead at one point, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, we ended up leading by 5 at half. I guess you could say the third quarter curse struck again. Because...
Dude, 31 to 20, bro.
They outplayed us in the third. We were missing free throws. We were firing away from three for some reason. Like, there was a point where we shot, I think, like 5 or 6 consecutive threes in consecutive possessions. It was ugly in the third, and we didn't recover. You know what I mean? It was so ugly, like... It could have been worse than what the final score showed.
Which is good, right? Which is positive to look at.
Yeah, exactly. I would say that's a positive, because things could have been much worse than what the final score showed, because this was a pretty winnable game, you know. For the most part, Miami played good defense. Kudos to them. Their defensive scheme pretty much forced us into bad shots, so you got to give credit to whoever's due.
And yo, Tom Thibodeau's finest, Jimmy Butler, you know what I mean? So...
Yeah, you know what I mean? You could say, to an extent, we got out coached today. So it's Spoelstra 1, Tibbs 0 for the series. Because, like I said, we had a hard time adjusting to their defense in the third quarter. In the fourth, we kind of picked it up a little something, but it wasn't enough. We were still taking bad shots. And oh, yeah, before I forget about it, refs suck, bro. Oh, God, bro. This was like such a terrible. I hate to make excuses. Again, kudos to the Heat defense, bro. But they were getting – there were so many foul calls the refs missed against Miami. It was frustrating, bro. Can't even lie. Watching it was pretty frustrating.
So it's funny that you bring up the ref situation because – so this,
Tony
this...
Brothers was there, that bastard.
Listen, speak your mind, Stevie. This is a free space, man.
I mean, that's all I got to say. I just wanted to call him a bastard. That's as far as it goes.
So so where I work for Sundays only is a basketball tournament, and you know, I was just chatting with the refs because it was like halftime and stuff, and they happened to be Knicks fans, so I was like, God bless, you know, I have my Knicks hat on as usual. So they were like, yo, what's up with the game? So you know, we was watching the game, and I asked them, I was like, yo, as from a ref's standpoint, have you been like noticing or looking at the way the refs have been reffing the Knicks throughout the series and the playoffs? And they were like, yo, I'm not gonna lie to you, it looks like the NBA is trying to make some serious business moves, because they're saying they like to even out the fouls, but it's the type of fouls that they call. So they're saying that a lot of the momentum fouls usually go against the Knicks. So usually the and ones, the a 3 second, like, you know, just shit that's important, is the calls that the Knicks don't get. The Knicks get the throwaway calls, they say. Like, they get the travels, they get the 3 second violation. You know what I mean?
It doesn't make sense, but then again, when I say it doesn't make sense, it's because it's kind of going over my head a little bit, but then again, I kind of understand.
So yeah, so basically what, like, so
in some instances I get it, because for example,
so let's say the Knicks try to pull away.
Like, yeah, if the Knicks are on a run,
they'll call an and one.
We won't get those momentum calls that'll help us extend the run. They'll get the calls that'll help them chip away and bounce back.
Yep.
Basically, is what you said. Okay, bet. All right. We're on the same page. Just want to make sure.
We're not getting the business decision calls. And they're
not our time. It's not our time.
I'm glad you said that, because they actually said it's not due to who we are, it's due to who we're up against. So let's look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, for example. Donovan Mitchell, superstar. He's gonna get the superstar treatment. The Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, superstar. He's gonna get the superstar treatment. The Knicks do not have anybody that deserves that treatment, unfortunately. We have stars. We don't have superstars. You get what I'm saying? So
understood. Like that household names. Not to say Jalen Brunson is not a household name after this year, because if you don't know who Jalen Brunson is after this year, then you're not watching basketball. But I understand what you're trying to say.
Correct. And I'm glad you brought him up, because I want to talk about him for a second and with these foul calls. So the Knicks just have to suck it up and man through it. I'm not saying it's right. It's not right. It's wrong. But this is the business, dude. The NBA is a business. It's a monopoly, whatever. They got their own rules and regulations. Cool. With that being said, Jalen M.F. Brunson.
Uh-oh, you sound like you're about to scold him.
You get a Jalen Brunson. Listen, we've loved you all year. We loved you all year, Jalen Brunson. Here's your slap on the wrist, my friend. You're getting it today. My God.
Yeah, his shot selection wasn't too good today.
Let me bring my mic a little bit closer.
Is that where you're going with it? Because that's what I'm upset with him about. Today, his shot selection wasn't too good.
Oh, my God. I took my mic out of the... Listen, Brunson, come here. Come here. If you continue to foul hunt, I'm going to end you. Stop it. Play basketball. They're not calling it. If they're not calling it, stop going for it. Play ball. You had 25 points. I thought you had 10. I'm going to keep it a buck. He had 20. For those of you that don't even know, he had 25 points. He had 25 points and 7 assists. And what was his plus minus? That's my favorite fucking stat line. -8. -8.
Too bad. He shot 47%. He was just 0 of 7 from 3. That was his problem. He kept firing. He was one of the ones who kept firing away, knowing damn well he wasn't hitting his threes.
Jalen Brunson and Emmanuel Quickley, because both of you had the same game. Stop searching for fouls. Search for efficient buckets. That's it. That's all I got to say. Because it is so frustrating to watch him do that little ass kick that he does. I call it the ass kick. It's like when you go up for when you go up for a layup and you stick your butt out to the defender behind you, and they run into you and you get a foul, and that causes you to alter your shot and miss. But guess what, mother? I was gonna go crazy. Listen, guess what? They're not calling it. So you're just all you're doing is hurting yourself and the team. You're missing open layups that you would hit normally if you would just shot it regularly. Stop doing the ass kick. The ass kick is the equivalent to the fidget spinner. Stop it. Randall stopped it. Look how well he's been doing. Jalen Brunson, stop it. You'll be doing fine. The 25 points, I'm throwing it out the window. It's an empty stat line today, sir, because we lost. Hold that L, Brunson. This one's on you. I'm not going to lie. Barrett needs help.
He wasn't the only one taking bad threes. Obi Toppin was too.
No, wait. We're not. Stevie.
Obi Toppin was. He's not the only one. Nah, because you kind of balked at him. We got to balk at him too.
You're right.
What was he doing, man? I like the effort. Don't get it twisted. I like the confidence because, you know, like, I never thought I'd see Obi.
At least Obi hit threes, though.
Okay. I give you that. At least he hit a few. I'll give you that.
But 11 threes, bro? What are you on?
Yeah, come on, Obi. You need to be slashing, bro. That's your game. You supposed to be getting the easy buckets on the break and slashing.
Listen, I hope this was just a humbling game. I hope they just got, like, I think there's, like, a heat check. I don't know what was going on. I think maybe they just, you know, the jitters. I don't know. Whatever.
I'd much rather, you know what's crazy? I don't mind Obi shooting threes. But instead of 11 threes, I'd rather him shoot, like, 8. That's his minimum. And let the three threes that he would have shot go to either Quentin Grimes or go to Quentin Grimes. I'd rather Quentin Grimes shoot those threes. Actually,
me too. But dude,
I would much rather chance Quentin Grimes firing away those threes than Obi Toppin. You know,
so
we all know Quentin Grimes is a better shooter than Obi Toppin. Let's keep it real.
No, absolutely. So, and another thing.
Even Josh Hart. I'd even rather Josh Hart.
So, another thing. You said that you didn't really like the perimeter defense for the game. A lot of good things you said.
Well, not really. No, our perimeter defense wasn't too bad. We held them to 33%. I'm talking about our shooting.
Oh, our shooting. Okay. So
our shooting. Our perimeter defense wasn't too bad. You know, we held them to 42% overall. We outshot them, actually, overall. We shot 47% to their 42.
No, yeah, I was gonna
say they hit more threes than we did. They hit 33%, we hit 20.
And we had the paint on lock. We had the paint on lock. We had more points in the paint. Dude, the only reason why we actually legit lost
3-point shooting and missed free throws.
Free throws. Well.
Missed so 60% of it. Bro, what we lost by?
7.
108-101. We lost by 7. We missed 8 free throws. If we had three free throws, hit 2 threes, we win the grade. You know what I mean? Just you know, I'm not saying that that's what made the difference, but just hypothetically speaking.
And we had no Randle. You know what
I mean? Yeah, I think we missed Randle today.
Who the F is Gabe Vincent?
He kind of went off on us.
Yeah, 20 points.
You know what I told? I'm going to mention Eddie. I told Eddie, we got to be careful with Miami, because with a well-coached team, even with Tyler Hero out, they're going to find somebody who's their next man up. So it doesn't matter.
12 from 3. Dear Lord.
I'm trying to tell you that Miami Heat, even without Tyler Hero, you know what I mean? I'm not shocked this happened. I'll put it that way. Because they're next man up, just like the Knicks.
Well, listen, I'll tell Knicks fans this. It's going to be a long series. This one's going to 7. This one's going to 7. I'm not going to lie to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This one's going to 7. And unfortunately, the statistics are not in our favor. The team that wins game one wins 76% of the time. So, odds not in our favor.
That's a fact. They did say that stat in the pregame too.
Yeah. So as a Knicks fan, I would be lying if I said I wasn't worried, because this game was very important. Because not only was it in the Garden, but it was game one, and it sets the tone for the rest of the series. I just like the fact that it wasn't a blowout, and B, it was extremely winnable. We didn't win this game based on our effort alone, on our effort and efficiency. We were terrible, dude. We haven't been playing, and not for nothing, we haven't been playing well against the Cleveland Cavaliers either.
Yeah, but that's good, though. As I said before, you know, the fact that we won that series and didn't play our best ball is a good sign to me.
It is a good sign, but the Heat are not the Cavaliers. If we don't bring our best ball, this is going to happen again and again and again. We're going to lose by 5. We're going to lose by 3. We're going to lose by 4. All the way. We're going to, you know what I mean?
I agree. I agree.
This Heat's team is no, especially with Spoelstra. See, the Cavs coach is no Spoelstra. You know what I mean?
Spoelstra. Spoelstra, I tried to explain because Eddie said, Eddie's my brother, by the way, for those who don't know. He's a big Knicks fan as well. We was talking about it the other day.
It's my arch nemesis.
Him and LJ go at it. And he was telling me that with Hero out and with all the Depot out as well, that's going to give us a big advantage depth-wise. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's the truth. But at the same time, the Heat are next man up as well. And with a well-coached team, they're going to get the best out of who they got. And that's exactly what happened in this game. And, you know, who's to say it can't happen again? I still got us winning the series. Don't get it twisted. But it's like you said, it's going to go 7 games.
Do you know how many points their bench scored?
How many?
30. You know how many points our bench scored?
Our what?
15.
Oh, so they doubled up on us.
And yet we still lost by 7. So this is a good, so New York, this is a good sign.
Exactly. As I said, we won a series not playing our best ball, and we pretty much lost a winnable game. I won't say we beat ourselves. I can't throw that out there. But
I think we did.
Nah. Again, it was just the third quarter, bro. We didn't recover from that. We didn't recover from the shot selection. We didn't recover from their zone. We just didn't recover. Bottom line.
So how does the schedule work? Do we get home again, or do we go to Miami now?
Game 2 is Tuesday, I believe. Hold on, I'll tell you right now. I don't remember off the top of my head.
In the first round, it was two in Cleveland, one here. And then go back.
Yep, Tuesday. Tuesday in the Garden, 7:30 p.m.
We need to win that game. That game is
must. That's must win. We can't.
Must, dude. We cannot go 2-0.
This is the game of the season right here.
Yeah. 100%. Next game is the game. The game.
Obi Toppin. Everybody has to show up.
And I think Randle might. make an appearance. I think he has to. I'm not gonna lie. Hurt or not, bro. This is it. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta play. What do you think?
I haven't heard anything, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, let's say he's like 70%. Do you still play him? I think so, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Because at the end of the day, dude.
Nah, I would wait it out. Because like as we said, this was a winnable game. You know what I mean? I can't lie.
I play him. I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry, bro. I gotta play him.
I agree. This was a winnable game, and Randle in the game could have probably upped our chances of winning today. But you still want a healthy Randle, bro. You don't want a Randle that's not 100%. You want him at least, if he's 70, I'm at least getting him at 85%. So I would wait till game three. Because again, without him, we almost won. We didn't
almost.
We didn't play that bad. We just didn't recover from a bad quarter. And that's how I'm looking at it. It's the facts. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to sugarcoat things. Again, we lost. No excuses. But it was a very winnable game. So I'd much rather have an 85% Randle than a 70%. So I'm sitting him game two.
I can't do it. You got to get out there, bro. We pay you too much money. I'm sorry.
And you don't want it to be worse. You know what I mean? Because...
Like you said, it's the game of the season, bro. You're playing, dude. I'm not gonna lie. This is it. If we lose that game, I'm not gonna lie. Listen. History has been made. 3-1 leads. I get it, dude. 2-0, and you lost both at home. That's a head scratcher, my friend. Big head scratcher. Is it panic button now? No. If we lose game two, yes.
Yeah, I would say panic button if we lose game two. Series not over, but it's still a panic button.
Yeah, panic button like this. Like, that was easy. Court. Yeah, no. It's not like, Miami could be home court too, but...
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of New Yorkers be in Miami. Shout out to New Yorkers in Miami. Or in Florida in general.
That's a fact. That's true.
Okay. So, we got the bad out the way, right? Let's talk the good, right? The good meaning RJ Barrett, because that's everyone's fate. That's the talk of the town right now. RJ Barrett, 26 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 10 of 20, 5 of 8 from the free throw. He's been making his free throws, but still struggling from 3, 1 of 5. Great game, RJ. Not gonna lie. You did not receive the help that you deserved. I'm sorry, your team sold you. But RJ, keep going, because we're gonna need you. We're going to need you, RJ, and yeah. So, Stevie, going into game two, what does Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks need to hone in on to win game two?
Cut down on the threes if they're not going in. Take it to the hole more to draw fouls. Better shot selection overall.
It's going to be, listen, this series is going to be really, 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 really hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get it all out. You know what I mean?
It's going to be harder than most Knicks fans think because of Eric Spoelstra alone. He is going to take all of our flaws and game plan around them. The first one being the zone.
Yep.
I saw that the whole game, and this is the result. The zone takes us out of our element, which leads us to shoot, drum roll please, 20% from three.
Yeah, no, we have to adjust to that. That's on Tibbs. Tom Thibodeau has to make some coaching adjustments. Again, the players have to shoot better shots. Again, drive more, draw fouls, be old school. You know what I mean? Because again, these are going to be low scoring games. You might as well take an old school approach. You know what I mean?
That's a good way to look at it.
And the only way these aren't going to be old school games is if our threes start falling.
Yes.
Again, don't force it if they're not falling. If they're not falling, mid-range. There's nothing wrong with a mid-range shot.
Yes. Now, what I think, I don't like, I'm going to piggyback on you a little bit. Like, I don't think they really need to change much in terms of their game plan and their defensive sets and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, defensively they were fine. It's not like they killed us.
What they need to fix, or not fix, but what they need to do is
Hit your damn free throws.
Yes, it's play. They need to play their style of basketball. We fell into their game. We tried to go 3-for-3 for them. They're a three-point shooting team. We're not. So we, for some reason, I guess we got flustered or something, and we felt the need to try to battle them to the three. No, we cannot play that game. That's not our game. We're paint beasts. We got to, and it would, and I'm not saying they weren't doing it, because they, if you look at points in the paint, we were on their ass the whole game. It's just, at some point, like, dude, top and 11 threes. When do you sit him? Like, when do you slap him or something? You know what I mean? Like, I don't condone violence, but bro, like, something needs to be said. 11 threes, and you only made 4.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't good, man. It wasn't good.
Josh Hart, 0-for-4. Jalen Brunson, 0-for-7. RJ Barrett, 1-for-5. Obi Toppin, 4-for-11. Emmanuel Quickly, 1-for-4.
Terrible.
So, terrible. Listen, someone needs to, you know, drop the hammer.
Look at it like this. You could have took 1 3 from 4 of those players, took 2-point shots. We could have hit 8 points and won the game, possibly.
Yeah, okay, look at it. So, Josh Hart is one. Wait, Josh Hart is one. Jalen Brunson, RJ Barrett.
And Quickly.
Obi Toppin.
And Obi. That's it. That's 4 right there.
Quickly. That's 5. That's 10 points right there. And we win by 2. So, listen, if you simplify the game and look at it,
yeah,
you know, so we got this, New York. We got this. They just need to fix it. They need to focus on their game and play their game and stick to their game. Regardless. Because if we fall into the trap of the three, you know, we're going to live by the three, and we sure as hell going to die by the three. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was looking like today.
Sure as hell going to die by it. Fucking 11 three-pointers. You got to be kidding me, Toppin. What is this? Yo, dude, this is unacceptable. 18 points, I don't care. I don't care. Comment all you want. Oh, he got 18. I don't care. Empty. All this is empty right now because it's an L. Big fat L. And shout out to Mitchell Robinson for the 14 rebounds. You're doing great, man. You and RJ, thumbs up.
Yeah, they're earning their new contracts.
OD. Everybody else, wake up, bro. Deadass. Especially Brunson, man. Oh, I can't stand this, dude. He's been doing well all season. Now come playoffs, he wants to fucking choke. I'm not saying like choke, but like he's slowly getting something stuck.
Let's see what happens game 2.
Yeah, man. Well, okay. So, look at that. That is pretty much the end of the episode. 40 minutes strong. We actually kind of dragged this out 20 minutes longer than it was supposed to be, probably.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though. At least we didn't, like, drag it. We actually made it productive.
Yeah, we made it a point. And listen, New York Knicks, Knicks Anonymous family, the Knick community. And I want to make a disclaimer. When I say what's going on in New York, I don't mean just New York. If you're a Knicks fan, you are a New Yorker. I don't care if you're in fucking India. You're a New Yorker.
Yeah, right. New York is everywhere. When I lived in Florida, you know how many people? I lived in Florida for 4 years, from 2002 to 2006. You know how many New Yorkers live out there, bro? It's probably way more now
even
than it was when I was living there.
Even if you're not from New York, if you're a Knicks fan, you're a New Yorker. I don't care. If you've never stepped foot in New York, you're a New Yorker. If you're a Knicks fan,
yeah, we'll take you.
You're a New Yorker. When I say what's good in New York, I mean everybody. The whole Knicks, not the whole tri-state area, baby. I'm still hype. I'm not going to lie, because it's playoffs. You know, when was the last time you seen game 2? You know what I mean? So it's fun. You know, it's fun. It is fun. We lost. It's going to happen. All right. We weren't going to go undefeated. You know, so I was just hoping we go undefeated at home. That would have been amazing. But unfortunately,
shit happens.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Jimmy Buckets will not be denied. And he's going to be a force to be reckoned with for the entire series. So, yeah, man, it's going to be fun. Grab your popcorn and, yo, get ready, New York. Fasten those seatbelts. It's going to get crazy. So, I am LJ.
Stevie in the building. And not for nothing, bro, just a thought. We should make these the next item that we sell, because these pillows are kind of comfortable as hell.
Comfortable as hell, right? I got to talk to my dad about that. Shout out to Papa Anonymous. We got to figure that out.
I'm dead serious, y'all. Like, this is a soft-ass pillow. When you travel on the airplane, you're going to want one of these.
It is soft. It's very... Go ahead. Go like this, Stevie. Go like this. Go like this to it.
Good.
Yep. Yep. Pure, was it cotton?
Good question.
I think it's pure cotton.
It says 100% polyester.
Polyester. Ooh. Whoopsies. It's still comfortable without though.
Bro, it's comfy. Shit. Dude, just get a pillowcase for it.
That's true. Yep. Get a nice little silky on top of it and you'll be valid. Oh, to my curly hair people, you know the vibe.
Yeah.
So we are Next Anonymous. We are the people's voice.
And we are nothing without you, the people.
You, the beautiful people. We will see you guys. So how many games do we have until the next episode? Two, right?
Not sure. I know there's one Tuesday. I'm not sure how the schedule is rolling this time around. One Tuesday. Two. One Tuesday and one Saturday. 3 p.m.
Yep. Okay, so Tuesday and Saturday. So the Knicks can either be 2-1, 3-0. Oh, shit. Or, what else? Because, wait, is it 1-0 right now? So we could either be, 2-1 or 3-0. Or, yeah.
Or down 3-0. Hopefully it'll be not down 3-0.
Yeah, no. No 3-0. So Stevie's connection is actually lagging. So we're going to end it before it gets crazy. Peace out.